Due to a technical issue, most of the audio was either damaged or lost. What you're about to hear is the audio that we're able to salvage. Thank you and enjoy. Welcome back to the How Do You Feel Horrors podcast, where we review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And today we're reviewing Ouija. Is it Ouija or Ouija? How do you say this word?
Ouija.
And today we're reviewing Ouija, directed by Stiles White, screenplay by Juliet Snowden and Stiles White, story by Stiles White. Maria, can you give the people the plot summary?
Following the sudden death of her best friend Debbie, Lane finds an antique Ouija board in Debbie's room and tries to use it to say goodbye. Instead, she makes contact with a spirit that calls itself DZ. As strange events begin to occur, Lane enlists others to help her determine DZ's identity and what it wants. As the friends delve deeper, they find that Debbie's mysterious death was not unique and that they will suffer the same fate unless they learn how to close the portal they've opened.
I mean, it was an awful movie. I saw them, like, I did see the prequel before I saw this one, and I love the prequel. I feel like it's good. It's so scary. So I had high expectations for this one. And it was awful. It's so boring. And I know, like, what you mean about the whole, like, you know, they kind of did it to themselves. Because they did. Especially, like, in this movie. Because, yeah, they were so stupid. Like, that scene where, I think it was after Isabel had died, I think. And, like, they're in school. And Trevor's like, "You made us do this." And she was like, "I know. And I don't know how I'm ever gonna, like, forgive myself." And then she tells them to go back. Like, are you fucking stupid? Jesus Christ. That shit was so dumb. But, like, I don't know. And it was boring. It was just... wasn't, like, scary, I guess. It wasn't good. And yeah, Lane is stupid. And it also had a lot of, like, cliches in it that weren't great, weren't working. And yeah, like, especially in, like, this movie, if they would have just followed the rules, they would have been fine. Like, they never said goodbye. Lane, even though she knew the fucking rules, kept playing by herself. Like, you... yeah, she was like, it's the rules, guys, and then followed none of them. So, I mean, does she deserve it? Yeah. I mean, there were, like, plenty of bad scenes where they were just doing stupid shit over and over again.
And it stopped the recording temporarily, but I think it's...
like,
the
scene where... I think it said it stopped recording. And it's just, like, Trevor...
but, yeah, there are no kills for me. I couldn't find any...
And, like, Trevor goes to connect the with that scared me, and then he, like, comes out, and they're, like... they see
you know, what you want from a horror kill. It just wasn't given. So let's flip on over
his
that,
face, and then he just and let's disintegrates. Head to the characters.
I
want to
start with Doris. What do we think about Doris, guys?
He just disappears. Not disappears, but he just, like, crumbles away, and then Lane has, like, no expression on her face. She's just like, "Oh my god," and then they continue, and it's like, your boyfriend just died, ma'am. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. It was so weird. And the ending where, like, they're in their house and Lane's looking at all their pictures. And Sarah comes in and she's like, are you, like, and she's like, how are you doing? Like, people just died. What do you mean how? You know, like, and she's just like, I feel better. Blah, blah. And then she's like giving off this whole speech. Like, I feel like the timeline doesn't match. And I'm assuming all that happened like the day before. So it's, I don't know. It was, just, I don't know. Whatever, I guess. Not to mention Lane fucking listening to the crazy old lady who's in the fucking mental hospital. Like, what were you expecting? I'm sorry. But like, it's like, obviously, there's something up with this lady for her to still be there. But I mean, any good scenes? I don't know. I don't think there are good scenes. It's just a lot of like cheesy things going on, and just, I don't know. It was a dumb movie. I think the only death that stood out for me was Debbie's, when she like hung herself. Though the way she hung herself was something about it was weird. But I think it was the only death that made sense, I guess, if that makes any sense. Like, it's like, I mean, Isabella or whatever her name was, she just like, the thing just carried her and then just dropped her on the fucking sink. I thought it was gonna drown her, which it should have. You know, that would have been cool. There was literally water in the tub right next to her. I don't know. But nobody else really died in any way that was like, oh my god, you know, like, I mean, the boyfriend just fucking crumbles away. The other boyfriend, Pete, I don't even remember what happens to him. I just remember, like, he sees the ghost in his room. That he's dead. And, like, that's it. So the only death that really stood out was Debbie's.
Well, Maria, what are your thoughts on Debbie?
I mean, I don't really have any thoughts on Debbie. She was on screen for, like, 5 minutes. And then she appeared at the end again for, like, 5 minutes. I mean, good for her for coming back and saving her friend. But, like, that's it. I don't know. Doris's face in that scene was so funny. Because she looked at her like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Like, but everyone,
I
mean, watching.
Other than that, I don't really have any thoughts on Debbie.
Maria, what are your thoughts on Paulina?
I agree with what Tawan said. I mean, she played those kids. Well, to be fair, those kids were dumb. They were so stupid. But, like, I mean, she was literally just in her wheelchair, chilling, you know, as these kids were over here releasing her sister like she wanted to. So, good for her, I guess.
Maria, what are your thoughts on Sarah?
To be honest, I don't understand why Sarah was even there. Like, they kept kind of, like, bashing her throughout the whole fucking movie. Like, in the beginning, like, you see the strange relationship between her and Lane. And then, like, I forgot what scene this was. But, like, something was happening. And they're like, Sarah, is that you? Like, they asked her, like, 3 times. And she was like, it's not me. Like, I don't know. I don't understand what the whole point of having her there was. I honestly can't believe she even survived. Like, but honestly, I feel like if Sarah was just taken out of the movie, like, nobody would have noticed, you know? And you could just tell just nobody liked her. Like, yeah, like, that one scene where fucking Trevor, like, I think this was when they first came into the house, and, like, she was like, this is weird, you guys. And Trevor, like, goes up to her all, like, aggressively, and he was like, well, just do it. And it was like, first of all, like, who the fuck are you to talk to her like that? Like, that's your girlfriend's sister. Like, I don't know, whatever, I guess. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I felt bad for her character. Don't understand why she was there. And She was kind of irrelevant, to be honest.
What about you, Maria? What are your thoughts on Lane?
Yeah, she was stupid. She had no idea what the hell she was doing. Didn't follow any of the rules, even though she was the one who told them the rules. She was just dumb. Like, yeah, she was the reason they all died. You know what I mean? Like, she was just so stupid. Like, she kept... I don't know. Like, she just kept going back to, like... Like, again, like, that scene where after somebody had already died and they were like, this is your fault. And she was like, yes, I know. And I'm just going to have to live with that and blah, blah, blah. And then she makes them go back and do, like, to do the same shit all over again. Like, Lane was the one who listened to that crazy lady in the mental hospital and convinced everybody to go. I guess maybe everybody else is just as stupid. But that's not the point. But, I mean, it was just... She was just dumb. Like, she was doing so many stupid things. Like, when her sister was, like, dragged into that hole, like, in the basement, Elaine could have totally gone after her. Like, I'm sorry, but that hole fit enough for her to go in there and help her sister. Like, I don't know. Whatever, I guess. I don't know. She was just stupid. She just got lucky. I think she got lucky she even survived. But, you know, that's just me.
Do we cash or pass Ouija? Maria?
I pass. I think if that wasn't already obvious about me calling all the characters stupid, I pass on this movie. Just wasn't good. And, I mean, I guess maybe if I had seen this first, I think I would have been a little bit more okay with it. But the second one is so much better. Like, I don't... No, like, it's just a bad movie overall.
And for me, it's also going to be a pass. You know, it just, I don't know. This show, I mean, this movie just, I feel like it has potential and it could be good. And we, like, the prequel is so good. And it's just, if they would have just flipped it and made the prequel first and gave that to us and then led into... Is the prequel, is that done by different people? Is that a different team? Because, yeah. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Because just looking at, like, who was behind from the screenplay to the writing, there was, like, one too many people involved, and it just... And then I didn't even know about the reshoots. Like, you can tell that, like, this movie just not go together. And that's glaringly obvious. There are, like, certain plot points that are just, like, randomly inserted. And knowing about the reshoots, that helps that. Doesn't make it any good, but it helps to know why it's bad. Like, this is a pass. This is a pass across the board. But hopefully next week we might get a cash with the follow-up, Ouija. Ouija 2, The Origin of Evil. If we cash or pass, you guys have to that. If you want to know if we cash or pass, tune in next week. Good night.
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters to Media production.
Should we do an intro?